KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama says the U.S. would walk away from nuclear talks with Iran if there's no acceptable deal. AP correspondent Martin DeCaro reports.
The president says any agreement must allow Western powers to verify that Tehran is not going to obtain an atomic weapon in an interview with CBS News.
Even if they cheated, we would be able to have enough time to take action.
The next round of talks is set to begin March 15th. In the meantime, Senate Republicans say they're unhappy they're being ignored. In the words of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on NBC's Meet the Press.
The fact that the president doesn't seem to want Congress to participate in this underscores what a bad deal it is.
Iran says its nuclear program is peaceful. I'm Martin DeCaro.
The top American general says some Iraqi army units in line for U.S.-led training to fight the Islamic State group are showing up ill-prepared. General Martin Dempsey has told reporters he sees no reason to send more U.S. military trainers or advisors at this time. More broadly, he defended the pace of the overall military campaign. Lawmakers are talking about former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton using private email for official business. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says Clinton's emails may contain information of interest to her political opponents.
Did she communicate on behalf of the Clinton Foundation as Secretary of State?
Right.
Did she call the terrorist attack in Benghazi a terrorist attack in real time?
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. Senator Chuck Schumer told CBS's Face the Nation he thinks all the fuss over the Clinton emails will eventually fade away.
I think that at the end of the day, this will just be regarded as a slight hiccup, small bump in the road 6 months from now.
It was a topic on the Sunday news talk shows. This is AP Radio News. Just like with any instrument, there's a technique as to how you play it. That's what Eddie Webb says about the conch shell. He won this weekend's conch shell blowing contest in Key West, Florida.
To be a good conch shell sounder, you got to have good strength in your lips to get a high-pitched sort of thing while pressing against the hole.
This year's competitive start to the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race will be in Fairbanks, Alaska, Monday. A lack of snow south of the Alaska Range created dangerous trail conditions, forcing race officials to move the start. Racer D.D. John Rowe says this year's trail isn't in the best shape, but she's seen worse.
This is my 33rd start. I've seen lots of changes. I've seen lots of conditions, some worse than others. I don't think this will be the worst ones we've ever seen.
This year's race includes 78 mushers. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.